Now, this year marks the 37th year of the annual Killarney National Park Autumn Talks series. It all kicks off next Thursday, 9th of October, and will continue each Thursday night for 6 weeks. The popular weekly event will take place at Killarney House Auditorium at 8 p.m. The talk series is free, but seating is limited. It will also be live streamed via the Killarney National Park Facebook page. To tell us more about it, here's Padraig O'Sullivan.
Hi, Derek. Just talking about the Autumn Talk series, they're one of the longest running talks in the country and probably definitely, I'd say, under the National Parks flagship. The talks were such a success and so popular on the first year that it was decided to actually run them for a second year. And after that, the actual audience and the inquiries, you know, went on. So they decided to make them a permanent feature. Now, what they consist of really is 6 presentations, and they begin in the second week of October and they run on until mid-November. The actual topics would be cultural, heritage, ecological, historical. I mean, this year now we're beginning with actually Wild Ireland, which is our speaker is Julian Friars. Julian is recognised as one of the actual finest wildlife artists in Europe. He's beginning on the 9th of October. Then we follow on then on the 16th with The Secret Lives of Barn Owls, which is actually presented by Adam McCarthy. Our next one then is the Killarney Arbutus Furniture History from 1825 to 1953. This is quite interesting because in the 1800s, they had up to 6 furniture factories in Killarney, and they used to make very intricate small pieces out of arbutus, holly, oak and yew. Those are quite valuable now, all those pieces. A lot of them are actually bought by the state when they come up in auction, and they're used to furniture for embassies. There's also quite a collection in Mucker's House. Our fourth talk then is Killarney National Park Educational Centre. They're marking 40 years of conservation and educating all levels of the curriculum, you know, from actually national school right through. Chris Barn is the manager of the centre and he's giving that presentation. The actual fifth one then is the history of Irish forests from Tudor times to early 20th century. And the speaker here is John Casey. John is with Tagus and he's going to give us a good overview of the whole history, and he's going to concentrate in the southwest and probably particularly in the Killarney and County Kerry area. Finally then on the 13th of November we have Killarney National Parks Projects and Works Update. This would entail all the actual major projects that are going on and works are going on in Killarney National Park, you know, over the last 12 months, and our divisional manager Eamon Meskell is actually delivering that presentation, which will actually be on the 13th of November, so that will actually close out the series then for 2025. They take place in Killarney House. That's just in the town centre, just off the town centre in Killarney. It's very central that you can just walk in. There's a parking area just at the edge of the town in New Street Car Park, and access is through the Golden Gates. And as I say, they start at 8 o'clock sharp and they go on for about, you know, 45 minutes or so. That's the perfect time for a talk, you know, because after that you see people getting, you know, looking at their watches and saying, you know, is it time to go? And then there's about maybe 10-15 minutes of, we'd say, questions and answers from the floor, and that would wrap it up then as such, you know. They're all free to go then after that, so they're all actually, I'd say most people again would be on their way home, you know, again, we'd say before 9:30.
And it's free.
And it's free, yes, the whole thing is free. And I mean, Killarney House itself is a lovely centre, you know, a lovely location to hold it. It was actually donated to the actual state by John and Mary McShane. You know, there was John McShane was known as the man who built Washington, or the billion-dollar builder, used as a holiday home. And both he and Mary actually finished up their days here in Killarney. And then they actually passed on to the state then when his wife passed away.
Thank you, Padraig. More details, as always, on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. That's pretty much all we have time for tonight. My thanks to Aina Neelana, Richard Collins, Niall Hatch, Terry Flanagan, and our researcher, Michelle Brown. Our broadcast coordinator is Stephen Higgins. We'll do it all again next week at the same time. Until then, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
email mooney@rte.ie.